K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University here, coming to you on this now, Friday evening, February 27th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest postcast of the show. Another loss. Here, coming up, we can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Here, this is going to be the last recording. And this will come out tomorrow. And I didn't know, I must have missed something there when talking about the series with Columbia. So maybe I didn't scroll all the way down. Apparently, they're playing two doubleheader because of the weather. I would assume because the weather's supposed to be colder than what it is. I'm just got back from a nice walk. But coming home to see that, now I did not see this game. So this is right off the fret. Y'all getting this fresh right off the rip. I will, listen to the rest of game two here after I get it done with y'all here on this podcast. We recorded a lot of content. I feel like today has been one of the more productive Fridays in quite a bit here, at least for me. But K-State baseball, what is going on? Upset in the first game at home, in your home field. Columbia was over. They ain't win no ball baseball games yet. Well, I know that it's probably early for them in the season, but Columbia, this team was 0-3 coming in this twin bill, and K-State blows a lead. And Columbia stuns Kansas State 9-8. As I look at the box score here, K-State jumped Columbia in this game. They were one at one point. K-State led 5-0 in this game before Columbia started to inch their way back in this game. And Columbia, you can circle a huge five-run seventh inning to stun K-State there, as K-State couldn't even plate the tying run there late in this game as they fall to Columbia, get upset. At home, bad. Didn't I just say on one of the postcasts of Louisiana that, you know, last year we lost to a team that, you know, threw 9 pitches at us, got shut out, something like that. Bad. This is terrible. Bad. This is what we come to, call home to, see this team blow a lead, 5-run lead, to give it away and lose this game by 1. Oh, by the way, the score was Columbia 9. K-State 8 in K-State's home opener. Now, again, they're playing again. They're playing, apparently, game 2. It just started. So, I'm going to catch the rest of this game afterwards, right? So, this is fresh off the hip. K-State now has lost as Senior Records Podcast. This will be the first that comes out early in the morning. So, I got a different work schedule. So, I work tomorrow. So, so you got that going on. So, K-State now playing in the danger zone. We lost 3 straight. Oh my goodness. So I sit in the target spot as talk to y'all right now. Now I don't know the score. I'm just fresh off coming outside, so I don't know the score of game 2 right now. So don't ask me that. But yeah, look at his scoring here. AJ Iskovasko homer in the 4th inning. A 2-run homer to kick things off, the scoring in that 4th inning. And the next inning, Kennedy drives in a pair of runs there to make it 4-0. And then Iskovasko had a big game, drove in another run later that inning. And then Columbia getting themselves back in the ball game, a 2-run home run in the 6th. There, and then K-State answered with one of their own in the bottom half of that inning. And then the wheels came off for the K-State pitching staff in the 7th inning there. And then the last plated runs by K-State. Yeah, K-State ended up tying the game. Actually, they took the lead. K-State took the lead in the bottomless 7th inning, leading 8-7 following Grant Gallagher, who had a big game, who had a big series, or had a big game in one of the games against Louisiana. A go-ahead single in the bottom of the 7th inning, and then a huge hit by Easterbrook. Easterbrook had himself a game one here, drove in apparently what it turned out to be the game winning run in the bottom. Hold up. in the top of the eighth inning there as Columbia stuns Kansas State in game one of this weekend series. So I'm thinking all along, it's only a two-game set. I missed the game. So I apologize about that. So apparently, kudos to the athletic department for scheduling this other game, because obviously Sunday is supposed to be not so fun. Again, this weird weather continues. We're about to hit enter the month of March this weekend. The Pro Watcher podcast continues. Eddie Greer, Columbia 9, K-State 8. In the podcast. Oh, man. So K-State at the moment, 6-4, and allowing Columbia to get in the win column, 1-3, as they're playing game two right now. Just talking to you all on this podcast here. Yeah, let's go check out Columbia's Owen Easterbrook. 2-4 in this game. He drove in half these runs for Columbia. 5 of them, right? Tate Volger, he was 2-5 in the game. He drove in a pair of runs as well in this game for Columbia. I don't even know their mascot. I'll get to that later on. For the offense on the other side of K-State there, Grant Gallagher, 3-4 in game one. There, D. Kennedy, also the same line score as well, 3-4. He drove in 3 runs in the game. AJ Iskovasco, 2-4, drove in those 3 runs there. Carlos Vasquez continues to platoon a little bit. He went over 5 in this ball game there as well. And Robbie Boland hitting the bottom of the order this time. He only went 1-4. My guy, Shantiro, hit leadoff in game one. He went hitless, but did get on and did score a run in this game. As we take a look at the pitching now, as James Guyette was shutting him down. No wonder. No wonder. When James Guyette left, everything went to shit for K-State. Yeah, James Guyette, 5 innings of no-run ball. And then what happened after that? And then K-State bullpen gave this game away. They were Robert Fortenberry charged with 6 runs in 1 3 innings pitch. Aiden Longoria, Cole Wisenbeck was charged with his loss. Oh, by the way, inning in the third, 4 hits, 2 runs. Both of those were earned runs. There he struck out 1 Columbia batter, and Austin Haley pitched the other inning for K-State. They get upset. In your first game at home, Columbia, let's go back to this. Columbia, 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error. K-State, 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error. Evan Kleinhans got the decision win for Columbia, and getting their first, and Columbia gets on the win column for the first time in 2026. K-State dropping this game. Now that's dropped 3 straight. Cole Wisenbecker got the loss. He's 0-1, and Baylor Hicks picked up the save in game 1. Now, game 2 is playing right now. So, again, I don't know what's going on. I'll be tuning in here in a little bit, see what's happening, see what's shaking, baking. I'm interested to hear what Pete Hughes has to say about this. Yeah, that's bad. That is bad. Really bad. I just got none saying on the show. They had some good wins last year, Casey did, but had some terrible losses. And this chalks up as a bad one. I don't know what Columbia record is. Maybe I need to look that up from last year. But they came in this game and it started a series 0-3. And what's going on here? you lose to a winless team there as well. So I don't know. It just cannot happen. I don't know what this guy's doing. He needs to continue to move that car over a little bit in the show. But this for me, my podcast, my show, chalks as a bad loss for this team. So, oh boy. So we'll see. Can K-State split this doubleheader? And then, of course, the final game of the series is tomorrow afternoon. So yeah, that's my fault. On that, I totally missed that. So I thought it was a 2-game series. Apparently not, because of the weather. So they moved one of those games to the nightcap. So, which is a beautiful night, obviously, for baseball there as well. So So yeah, crazy. What a way to end this, what has been a productive podcasting day for EG3, but on a losing end again, as K-State baseball falls in game one, gets upset at home after once leading 5-0 in this game against Columbia. Now we'll see if K-State can bounce back, and we'll see. We'll have these postcasts up momentarily throughout the weekend. The Wildcat bus don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving like we are right now on this Friday night, the last Friday in the month of February. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, we're free and available daily when you just record K-State content. iTunes, Spotify, you know what to do. Pearl Project Podcast. Obviously, the Big 12 meet for our ranked indoor track and field teams has been going on all day. I'm fascinated to see what happened there as well. Women's tennis play today. So we'll see what happened on that front. They opened Big 12 play today against Cincinnati. If my memory is correct on that. Yeah, Cincinnati. And then later on this weekend, they're playing West Virginia there as well. So, yeah, what a odd way to end this productive Friday here in this podcast and all day long, right? Come on, NC. What? I thought we won the game. I had to double check that and say, what? Yeah, so there's that. You there on that. Right now, at the end of this podcast, K-State drops to 6-4, and Columbia in the win column in 2026, 1-3, game two, currently playing right now. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, Columbia upsets K-State in game one, 9, K-State 8. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.